Oh, they're so adorable. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? National Goof Off Day. That seems about right on a snow day like today. I think we can get by with that. National Sing Out Day. So singing all of your favorite songs at the top of your lungs. That's why you listen to Max FM after all. Just make sure everybody on the office is on board with that plan.
All right.
It's also World Water Day. We know that there's a lot of water resources in this world that are starting to dry up. And so this is a day when we should think about preserving and conserving what we do have for natural water resources in our world. And it's also, well, we like to talk about the food ones, right? We talked about foods that maybe people don't really necessarily love. Today is National Broccoli Day. So for some of us, that's a good thing. I'll raise my hand on that. For others,
dodged a bullet there. I thought you were going to say it was National Beet Day.
No beets. No beets in this one. Nothing. I wouldn't read that one anyway. Nobody wants to celebrate a beet. We'll save that one specially for your wife. That's fine.
There you go.
And then it's also National Bavarian Crepes Day today, if you want to get oddly specific. But crepes are delicious.
Okay. Yes.
Let's see. As we look ahead to the weekend, it's Cuddly Kitten Day on tomorrow. Love that. Along with being National Puppy Day. So obviously celebrating the younger variety of dogs, but that's okay. If you still consider your dog to be puppy at heart, you celebrate that dog however you want tomorrow.
If you have a Saint Bernard puppy, you have the cutest puppy ever.
Oh, aren't they adorable?
They are so cute.
Those and Newfoundlands, they're just little fuzzballs. Oh,
yeah.
They're just little fuzzballs is all they are.
And little golden retrievers, too.
Oh, they're adorable. Then they get to be like big fuzzballs, though,
right.
Newfoundlands. We have one in our training class right now. His name is Charlie. Charlie probably weighs as much as I do. And he's a big boy. And he walks around because, you know, Newfies drool a lot. And Charlie is just the sweetest thing ever. He wants everybody to be his friend. And he's just awesome. And we all love Charlie. It's one of those things like when Norm used to come into Cheers, right? When Charlie comes into class, we're like, Charlie! Yeah, we love Charlie. But he wears a big bib because he's always drooling down himself.
Well, that's just the owners being thoughtful.
It is.
Nice.
I'm sure Charlie appreciates it. The rest of us appreciate it, too, because we've more than once slipped in Charlie's drool. So there is that. It's also World Meteorological Day tomorrow, obviously celebrating all of the different forms of nature that we get from, thank you, Mother Nature, including the snow that we're about to get. And, of course, all of the meteorologists who out there who are practicing a science, after all. I know we like to give them a bad rap. But Mother Nature can be a little unpredictable. And yes, I will always stick up for my husband in that respect.
Does he have any special plans for the day tomorrow then, since it's
I'm hoping
really
it's
his
putting
day?
A storage together for Max, quite honestly. But we'll see how it goes. You predict this snowstorm right, then we'll give you a little bone to chew on. It's fine. It's good. Let's see. National Chia Day or Chai Day, however you want to pronounce it, is also tomorrow. Of course, the little seed that's so healthy for us and you can make into a great tea as well. It's also National Chip and Dip Day tomorrow, which obviously go together hand in hand. Now, National Melba Toast Day is also tomorrow, an odd one to celebrate. A little plain, but hey, I'll take it because I love some good toast. And it's also National Tamale Day tomorrow too. We were talking about the spicy foods in life, and that's a good one. As we get to Sunday, there's a few that we'll quickly run through as well. A lot of good cheese or food ones on this one, I should say. I said cheese because it's National Cheese Steak Day, and that was sticking out in my head. Right, which is Max's favorite food. He loves himself a good Philly cheesesteak. It's also National Chocolate Covered Raisins Day. Now, why would you go ruin some perfectly good chocolate by adding the raisin
Come
in there?
On. It's uncalled
I mean,
for.
Yeah. I don't think we need to do that. I don't dislike raisins, but I don't need it near my chocolate. Just saying. It's also National Cocktail Day on Sunday, too. So if it does start snowing and the weather looks to be kind of yucky, you can sit inside with your favorite cocktail. It's
there
fine and enjoy. And then it was something that's not food related. International Day for Achievers is also on Sunday. I used to be an overachiever. Then I had kids and I was just like, if I can find some clean pants right now, life would just be awesome.
Kids totally change it, don't they?
They do. Uh-huh. They do. I was like, oh, if I can just get to a spoon right now or a fork or whatever it may be, if I could make sure my shirt is on with the tag in the back, that would be awesome. I quit being an overachiever once Max was born and I was in sleep deprivation constantly. So there's that part of it. Oh, my goodness. No matter how you're celebrating this weekend, make sure you celebrate well and have a good time with it. You know, you got to on the weekends. Yeah. That's for sure. Quick look at the forecast. Snowfall gradually ending this morning, 37 for a high today. All in all, not too bad. Once in a while, I see a flake or two falling out here on Goose Poop Pond, but for the most part, it looks like it's over, at least in our neck of the woods. Clear tonight, down to 18, partly cloudy, 36 tomorrow. Now, tomorrow night is when we could see the possibility for more snow. That is going to linger into Sunday and really be the start of a winter storm system that we're keeping an eye on. It could impact the area Sunday night, Monday, and into Tuesday. Of course, for more information, you can be listening to our team of meteorologists right here on Max FM. Right now, it is 28.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
There's no better time to shop the freshest produce around than the Spring into Savings sale going on now at Pierce's Express Market. Fresh broccoli crowns are $1.99 a pound. Crisp green beans, $1.59 per pound. And Haas green avocados are 99 cents each. Plus, get 4-pound bags of navel oranges at $4.59. Fresh cantaloupe are $2.99 each. And seedless English cucumbers are $1.59 a piece. Pierce's Express Markets, proudly serving the area since 1924.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
We'll be right back.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great day. Of course, it's a Friday, though. What more do you need? Other than the fact that we'd love for it to be 5 o'clock, and we're on our way home to enjoy the weekend. I'm Maddie Jones. 50 minutes of music continues right now with the Pointer Sisters.
FM. We'll be right back.
turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Where you wanna go to get away from it all? 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. We'll be right back.
through the night, save me. Come back and save me. Where do you go, my lovely?
Really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, some great adult beverages as well. Check out those instant downloads as you're getting ready for the weekend. Certificates right there on your phone, and you're saving yourself a whole lot of money. Here's the Cars. This is Drive on Max FM.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's too late. Gonna tell you things aren't so great. You can't.
Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Yeah, who's gonna plug your ears when you
nothing's wrong.
Everybody wants to rule the world. There is Tears for Fears, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope that you're having a great day. Thank you so much for spending your Friday with us. We do appreciate it. People helping people in the middle of their Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser, and they are asking for our help in raising monetary donations so that low-income families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties have all the groceries they need for a full Easter meal. Now, whatever you're able to donate, it is all greatly appreciated and goes a really long way to making sure that food pantry shelves are stocked right here in the area. Now, if you can get some money to PHP, there's a few different ways to do that. You can mail them a donation, or you can put one in their office drop slot, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, or you can donate online by going to phpofwisconsin.org. The goal is to raise between $3,000 and $5,000, and you guys are super awesome and so generous because they're already sitting at over $2,700 with a couple of weeks to go, taking your donations until March 30th. So really, let's just keep this ball rolling and let's get people helping people to the very top of that $5,000 goal, ensuring that lots of families here in the area have all the food they need. Again, for more information about the Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser or to make that online donation, phpofwisconsin.org. Now, don't forget, coming up next hour, you're going to have another chance to qualify with Finn in that Civic Media statewide Ride Into Spring Text to Win contest. Have your Civic Media app ready to go and be listening for the word of the hour. When Finn gives it to you, all you have to do is use that app to text in and qualify for some amazing prizes. He'll give you more details next hour, another chance to qualify. A detailed look at your forecast coming up as we kind of wait for the snow to end today and then wait for another winter storm system to impact the area, maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You get it. Mother Nature not done with us in winter. We're going to tell you more about that next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. High of 37 today, north wind at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36, with more snow tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's just the beginning of a pretty decent winter storm system that'll impact the area Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
99.7.
I feel the light explode when we're
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. A chance for you to qualify in the statewide Civic Media Ride into Spring Text to Win contest coming up next hour. Have your Civic Media app ready or go download it now in the Google or Apple store and be listening for Finn to give you the word of the hour. Here's Hall & Oates.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Gnarls Barkley, there is crazy. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We are getting ready to kick off another 50-minute music hour. It's great music taking you through your Friday. And at this stage of the game, really all we're waiting for is the weekend. And just every moment the clock ticks by, we know we're getting closer. Coming up, we've got Journey. Also, Club Nouveau on the way. Murray Head as well. We get things started next with Yes. And, of course, Finn, who's in to take you through your midday. Got another chance for you to qualify in just minutes in that statewide civic media ride into spring text to win contest. Be listening for your word of the hour and then be ready to text it in using the Civic Media app. Go grab that in the Google Store or the Apple Store if you don't have it already. And then win some fabulous prizes. Hopefully, maybe a staycation over at Chula Vista Resort. And of course, our grand prizes, which include a couple of bicycles, a blender, and some patio furniture. Finn is going to have your chance to qualify coming up in just minutes here on Max FM. Have a great weekend.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's time to save big during the SSM Health Davis Dewar Dean Eye Care Spring Sale. Whether you're shopping for playful, professional, or something in between, we offer endless combinations of frames and lenses to keep you seeing and living well. Our expert opticians are focused on you. Schedule now through March 30th and save 50% on frames. Visit ssmhealth.com/DDDsale for details and to find a location near you.
Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the South region of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The team's overall big dance record with 10 Sweet 16s and 4 Final Fours. But when did Wisconsin win it all? 2000, 1941, 2015, 1954. The answer coming up. The Badgers are one of only 5 schools to make a trip to the Big Dance in at least 23 of the last 25 years. Duke's been there 24, and Gonzaga, Kansas, and Michigan State 25 in a row. So when did Wisconsin win it all? UW's first and so far only NCAA championship, 1941. Still a winning slice of Wisconsin. And go Badgers! I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optimus Tax Professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com. Next.